Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We're back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 507 of the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Thank you for being a listener. If you would like to be heard on the show, you can email us. mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com is the email address. Additionally, you can leave us a voicemail, 949-464-TBLS. 8257 is the phone number where you can reach us. You'll hear people talking to us today, and that could be you. If you got something to say, step up. We do a lot of extra stuff. We do bonus content every single week. Tons of different things recorded here for the pleasure of the people that choose to donate. It's $5 a month. Click the link in the show notes. Subscribe via our partner Red Circle, and you can hear all the extra content we make. And also, if you're listening, feel free to leave a review wherever you're listening to the show, iTunes or Apple Music, whatever it's called now, wherever. Leave a review. It definitely helps the show, and we appreciate it. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, except for a slightly burned tongue because I didn't time the tea correctly. So I went a little too early.
That's been an issue before.
But, I've mentioned it in the past, but think of all the shows.
So
hundreds of shows. That I'm nailing it. Like I've got it, but I just waited a little too long.
Yeah.
But when I hear you start talking, I take a sip, and Unfortunately, I didn't time it right. So, but I Plain did hurt. Get some good news today. Tell you know, me. When you're a fan of a sports team, you're at the mercy of the owner, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I saw this and I thought of you. I only read the headline, so you can give us an update.
Well, I'm just hoping it's the start of things. Doesn't seem like a ton, but James Dolan, the Knicks owner, got paired up in the sexual assault accusation alongside Harvey Weinstein.
Were there any descriptions of his genitals? Was he also deformed? No?
No, I'm seeing a bunch of garbage. It was while she was 27 and working as a licensed massage therapist.
Oh, no. Guys, rich guys, listen. Massage therapists, sometimes they just give massages. There's ones that will jerk you off, but you gotta hire the ones that do that. You can't just try to force it on the regular.
Yeah, there's such thing as a professional massage therapist. Like that's a thing.
Yeah, exactly. And these guys just think they're all gonna jerk them off. Well, I mean, we've seen this before. Donald Sterling was forced to sell the Clippers.
That's the dream, right? And the Knicks are like pretty good this year, but we know, Knicks fans know that it's like, it's still unlikely that guy will ever win a championship. So like they can be pretty good this year, but like if you want to have a consistently winning franchise, you need that guy fucking dead or removed from the team.
Yeah.
And my dream was answered last year when Dan Snyder was kind of forced to sell the team.
That's right.
You're at the mercy of the owner. There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, no.
And so this was beautiful news for this guy. And I love that it was while he was on tour opening for the Eagles. Well, he owns MSG. Yeah. So like that's why he was opening for the Eagles. Not that I'm a Eagles fan, but like his band JD and the Straight Shot. It's because he owns the venues.
Should we hear some of their music, JD?
I've heard it. It's worse than you think.
No, it can't be. It can't. Oh, JD and the Straight Shot musical band. They heard us talking. Okay. Let's see. His son is in it. I assume because he's called Aiden. Dolan. Some other dudes. Brian Mitchell. Great return, man, for the Washington Redskins back in the day. He's in his band. Unbelievable.
Led the league in all-purpose yards every year.
Right. That's right. Okay, let's hear from JD and the Straight Shot. They have their own page. Okay, here we go. I'm just going with the first one. So it's the most popular.
By the way, I've heard it, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
If he has very competent musicians around him.
Of course he does.
But he writes the songs and sings.
Yeah.
So
he's got to be the front man.
It's going to sound like shit just because of that.
Here we go. Let's check it out. No, I don't want YouTube TV. Here we go. Here we go. Ooh, we got a fiddle.
Ooh. He's very soulful.
Yeah.
We were friends. Ooh. We were friends. Talked for hours without end. About his latest story, how to deal with fame.
The lyrics are on the thing.
All the girls who adored him. Catered to his every whim.
We're going to let him get to the chorus. Don't bore us. Get to the chorus, JD.
I should have known, I should have thrown myself across his tracks, stopped him from these vile attacks.
Wow.
I should have known.
Should have known. This song sucks.
Terrible.
He told us all.
Okay, I've heard enough. Well, hopefully he's forced to sell the team.
And one last thing.
On musical. Yeah.
When I was given all the recommendations, I saw a movie in the theater that I didn't bring up. The Iron Claw, the wrestling movie. Oh, I like it.
So I've heard
it's,
good.
It's a tough watch.
Yes, because they're so small. Do they make them not look small?
They're just juiced out of their minds. They're all like super jacked.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is. It's an interesting story. I watched the Beyond the Mat on the Von Erichs, and it is a real. It's a real experience. Tragic. Limited. Yes. Fritz Von Erich.
Yeah.
So I've heard good things. When it's streaming, I'll probably watch it. I am interested in the subject matter.
Yeah. It's worth checking out when it hits streaming.
What did you think of the Curse finale?
Listen.
Yeah.
Last week, I'm probably going to see, whatever that movie, Emma Stone movie, in the next couple of days. He gave away too much. So I don't want you to do what you did for that. So
I read a thing. I didn't give away too much because I just read an award season thing. And it's like, she plays,
just leave it at that. Leave it
somebody
at that.
With an infant's brain. So it's the infant brain part comes pretty early.
Okay. I would say it was, The Curse finale, I won't give anything away except to say that was the single weirdest episode of television I've ever seen.
Oh,
and I loved it.
Same.
But it's like you think with Nathan Fielder and Benny Safdie, you think you're going to get something weird or unsettling. This was 10 times weirder than anything I had ever seen.
Much, much weirder. There's an avant-garde filmmaker from France. Called Gaspar Noé, N-O-E. And he makes these fucking weird movies. And there's one called Into the Void that my lady, she introduced me to all his movies. And she introduced me to this one. And we've watched it a few times. And if you haven't seen, I'm not going to spoil it. But the end of this the end of the curse mirrors what happens in, it's similar to what happens in this movie Into the Void. And I'm not saying he's copying it. I'm saying he's definitely seen the movie and it's sort of homage to that in a way. And it's just so wild and just so out of play, like just doesn't match the rest of the show. It just goes
which
such
I kind of like
direction.
that they just sort of like no, that's the ending we want.
Yeah, and if you think about it, it's a happy ending. Like it's a strange ending, but everybody.
Wait, just don't give anything
I'm not,
away. But
everybody comes full circle in the end. That's all I'll say.
Sort of.
Yes. No, I think, yeah.
I loved it, though.
I liked it, too. And it's one of those ones I need to watch it again. I'm going to watch it again because I just
Michelle,
was too shocked. Yeah.
Michelle doesn't do well with uncomfortable stuff. So, like, I knew she would never like this show. But I showed her the last 30 minutes of this episode, and she loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not knowing the characters or anything. She just loved it.
The scene with the I'm the Captain Now guy was...
Yeah. So good. But that had something to do with the plot.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yes. It was right after that they just took a turn.
Wow. Yes. Amazing. So everybody knows, Ed, I've been doing this 75 hard. And yeah. I'll just tell you, you know, the whole idea of it is to be more intentional about what you do. So, for instance, today, you got to work out twice, 45 minutes each. So I left my job and I still needed to get a workout in. So, but I don't want to do it after the show.
Do you do pre-work or a lunchtime workout? Like what is your timing?
So if I wake, sometimes I'll just wake up like around 4 a.m. or 4:30 a.m. Oh, and if
Mark
if
Wahlberg.
If that happens, yeah, I'll Wahlberg it. I'll go play 18 holes of golf in 47 minutes like he does. I go outside and I'll knock out I'll do a 45 minute walk, like kind of around my neighborhood. There's a lot of steep hills around here. So it's actually kind of it's a good way to wake up. But if I'm not going to specifically wake, I'm not going to force myself to get up to do that because I'm prioritizing my sleep. So, and I've been sleeping really good lately. So like this morning, it would have been ideal to get that out of the way because I'm committed to this in the evening, but I didn't do it. So at lunch, I went to the gym. Okay, there's 45 minutes in dough. So then I'm like, I still got to do 45 minutes outside and I'm not going to want to do it at 8:30 at night. I will if I need to, but I'm being more intentional. So I go, and this is the whole point. So I go, I'm going to have a 45 minute window in between work and the podcast. So just to make sure, driving home, instead of taking my regular route home, there's an option where I can take a toll road to get home.
Oh.
And I never do it. You know why? Because it costs $9.
That's an egregious commute.
It's egregious. And it's much filthier than that because when they built these roads, the plan was they go, oh, we're going to have private industry build these roads. And they're going to cost.
What could go wrong with that?
Exactly. And they're going to cost. They're going to cost a toll.
Helping out the public.
Exactly. It's going to cost a toll to ride on these roads, but only long enough until the company is paid back for the cost of building their road and plus whatever profit we've agreed to. Well, guess you're going to be shocked.
They haven't turned a profit yet.
In 25 years, they've never recovered, and the price only goes up. So I never take it. And it only saves about 10 minutes. But today, I checked the time. I compared the times, and it was going to save me 12 minutes. And I go, okay, for 12 minutes and $9, I can get home, and I could get my 45 minutes, do a little hike around the hills out here, get home, get ready for the show, do the show. So I did that. I've been intentional. But also when I came home, I discovered I was getting ready for the show. I discovered this. Our dear friend, Brad in Florida, and everybody knows Brad in Florida, previously Brad in New York, now Brad in Florida. He makes all these amazing songs for the show. He's made us a 75 hard song. This is the worldwide debut, the premiere playing of the 75 hard song. You ready, Ed?
Let's do it.
Here we go. It's the 75 hard challenge.
Ryan's looking in the mirror, got that fat face. Pull up his shirt, realizes he got that fat waist. It ain't his fault, he got caught up in that rat race. Sitting around, and now he's gotta get up out of that place. So he proposes a challenge to all that's listening. What? It's time to get up and just get a little fitness in. So he don't have to be that chubby dad with a heart attack. Midlife crisis, tough as shit, out of shape, and all of that.
Ow.
It's 75 hard.
Unbelievable. 75 hard. This guy, I count this guy as a friend.
Wow. Brad went 75 hard on that song.
fat. What is this? What is this song? This is hurtful.
Wow.
He's a ball of flab with a CPAP machine. His body shaped like a pear. Come and see what I mean.
What?
Five, because he's totally inactive. Got dumped by his ex-wife for being so unattractive.
What? Unbelievable. Which one?
That's not surprising. Testosterone is low, but that A1C is rising. So out of shape that he can't fit in his clothes. He hops on the scale. Just watch how high them numbers can go. 75 hard days. It's 75 hard.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's 75.
So hurtful.
Yeah, it's 75 hard. It's 75 hard days. It's 75.
I mean, that's. I don't know if that's the most hurtful part. It's definitely up there. I mean, it's better. This is better than James Dolan, obviously. It's, even though I'm the butt of the joke.
Yeah, it's hurtful.
It's very hurtful.
But I got to tell you,
it's pretty good.
It slaps.
It's got that bass line's got a bounce to it, right?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. And you can work out to that.
Yeah, and look, my man can sing. He's talented. He's talented.
He's hurtful, but he's talented.
He's very mean. Very mean spirited.
He gave you the Manuel treatment.
He did. He Manueled me. Manuel and Gardini on me. If you are a Red Circle subscriber, I will post that. I will post that show raw, just the show, to the Red Circle page, so all of the subscribers can have that and put it on their iPods and listen to it on their while they're doing their own 75 hard as motivation. Because you could listen to that song and be like, "Hey, I'm glad this song's not about me. I don't want to be in a place where someone makes this song about me. Maybe I'll do." 55 minutes outdoor today.
So I listened to our year in review show.
Oh, yeah, fantastic.
And because I was like, I don't listen to all our shows or anything, but that one I was like, I'd like to hear how that came out. And I had finished the podcast and then I stopped it, and then I got into the car with my son. And I turned on the car, and you know, the Bluetooth, when it turns on, it just starts playing whatever you previously was playing.
I know.
And it was right at the part where he's talking, that like when he edited the closing song.
Yeah.
And it's like, and Easy Ed Daly's checking out your dick or something like that. He's like, what? What the hell is that? And I was like, oh, it's a theme song. He's like, what?
Wait, I think, hold on. I actually have, because I just opened 75 hard. Wait, do I have it? Oh, maybe I don't. I thought I had. No, I didn't say it. I thought I had that song to play right here. Speaking of that, Ed, as we record.
Yeah.
I am wearing my Hamilton Tiger hat.
It's funny you mention that. I am wearing my Alouettes hat now.
It's truly become one of my prized possessions. And I didn't realize, I'm glad you brought this up because I would have forgotten again. I didn't realize when these were delivered that it came with a handwritten note from our buddy Maddie.
Oh, it was a very heartfelt. It was great. It
very
was
kind.
Like a very kind, sweet thing. And I have written the book plate, but the prospect of going to the post office has been daunting. I have not done that yet, but I will get there.
The postage to Ottawa. Here, I'm going to read mine quickly. Merry Christmas, Brian, with a Y. Hopefully you guys get this before the 25th, but ... mail. Put together a few things apparently you can't get down there, probably for good reason. Oh, these are all the candies he gave us that I, other than the ones I tasted on the air, I just went downstairs and put these in the cupboard because I'm doing 75 hard. I'm not eating sugar. So these, I'll taste these on the air after March 17th. I'm sure they'll be fine by then. Big Turk is trash, full disclosure. I have an insane coworker who listed as his favorite bar. Well, similarly, Jason Stewart, he mentioned to me that he often, a couple times a week, he said, will stop at a 7-Eleven and get a whatchamacallit. So that's not, that's, I mean, a whatchamacallit is actually kind of good. So
I haven't had one in so long, they're good. But I think it's good, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a, it's like a Nestle's Crunch, but the whole, but it's hot, the whole middle is filled with peanut butter. So it's, yeah.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it's got the little the crunchies of the Nestle Crunch inside chocolate, but it's also got peanut butter inside. It's actually good. Smarties are meh. Yeah, those are the ones that are kind of like M&M's. I'll fuck with a coffee crisp though. So I'll be honest, I had my eye on that because I like coffee flavored things. So that's in my wheelhouse.
I'll be honest, I ate most of these. Yeah. I don't like coffee.
Yeah.
So that got punted to my mother-in-law.
Right. I was going to say you're not a coffee guy. That's quality. Loved the Kinder Surprise as a kid. My mom will still put that in my stocking. Feel free to review on the air with Ed. Yeah, well, we fucked that up, Maddie. Maddie LeBron. Yeah.
You know what was in my surprise?
What?
Fucking Minnie Mouse.
Oh, really?
Like you get like a toy.
Oh, that's that little egg thing.
Yeah, I got Minnie Mouse and like... Minnie Mouse is kind of bullshit, right?
Oh, yeah. And Mickey. Like all of them. They're bullshit. Yeah.
The Disney cartoons, like the straight up Disney, Goofy, Pluto, they sucked. Like yeah, Bugs Bunny, that was the cool thing.
Of course. Now, Minnie
sucked.
Minnie doesn't even talk, does she? Mickey talks.
And he talks. Yeah, he's like annoying, but I don't. Yeah. I think she just like giggles.
Yeah, well, now I want to open mine. Maybe next week. Feel free to have them at the same time together. Enjoy your new favorite CFL team hat. The reason they call my hometown team Red Blacks is because it has to be possible in French too. Les Rouges Noirs.
That sounds pretty cool.
That is kind of cool. Lame, I know. Keep up the amazing pod. I love it every week. I love the show and Bachelor Lifestyle too, of course. Enjoy the holidays and stop calling me by my government name. Lots of loves, Maddie LeBront. Okay. Maddie, you're the best, Maddie. Dude. We really awesome. Appreciate it. I'm literally wearing my Ty Cats hat right now and I love it.
It's so crazy because I usually just take off a hat by the time we're doing the podcast and I'm wearing it.
Yeah, same. I just happened to be in my closet, grabbed it. Threw it on and remembered to read this letter.
Now, okay. Where are you? I'm not giving away his address, but I'm looking at it right now because it's right next to the book plate that I got to mail out. Where are you at with addresses with dashes in it? Why dashes?
Like in the numbers?
Yeah, like it's like a number dash number.
Well, that's like the apartment number, right?
I don't, it doesn't look like it's, maybe he's in a massive building. It kind of looks like just numbers.
Yeah. It's fucking Canada. They got the metric system, Ed.
Yeah.
They got all sorts of fucked up shit.
The zip codes have letters and numbers.
Yes. Centigrade. Their cops ride horses.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of cool.
That is actually kind of cool. Get the fuck out of here though. With the metric system. Nobody understands that. Okay. Let's talk about people who I've already forgotten what button it is. I think it's this one.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
See, I like this song a little better.
Yeah, like, why couldn't my son have heard him talking about me in this song?
Yeah, yeah, yes. Well, this is not very complimentary to you, though. I mean,
well, it's just telling me a job I'm doing. The other one's talking about my fetish. Non-sexual, but it is a fetish.
Yes, you make a good point. Okay, Ed, who died this week?
we lost Norm Snead. Great old name.
Oh, yeah,
great former name. NFL quarterback with the Giants, Redskins, Vikings, 49ers, 84 years old.
Norm Snead, I mean.
I feel like he must have been good because I've heard of him.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. I will say this. We're lacking in Norms these days. You know, we got.
It's a good, solid name.
Yeah, we got plenty of Bradens and Aidens and Jordans and Jaden and, Brenselin and Braxton and all the names.
Can you imagine if you just met like a little boy?
Baby?
It's like somebody's like, oh, here's my son, Norm. And it's like a 3-year-old boy. It would be amazing.
Damn.
My twin sons, Norm and Gary.
Oh, God damn it. We got to bring those back. That would be great.
This floored me more than any death. Not because like I expected. It's just somebody from the original Honeymooners show was still alive.
Stop Joyce it.
Randolph, Trixie Norton, Ed Norton's wife on the Honeymooners, 99 years old. Did you think any of the Honeymooners even knew about the Y2K crisis?
No, no way. Because the show
Honeymooners was like the first show.
Yeah, it was one of the first shows. Like, it's from the 40s.
Like, and by the way, we talk about I Love Lucy, this show, this dude was just abusive to, it was the Flintstones. We all watched a lot of Flintstones, but the Flintstones was this, where Fred or Ralph Cramden was like very abusive to his wife and his best friend.
Yeah.
He deserved no love from anybody else.
No, he was a real piece of shit, and he was always threatening to tune up Alice crammed in his wife. And it was real depressing. Along the lines of...
Very drab.
Yeah, you could tell, like, I Love Lucy was ripping them off, or, like, all those shows, because they lived in, like, a fucking tenement.
I Love Lucy, they had, like, a nice lifestyle. That Babalu.
I was thinking of Laverne and Shirley. They lived in like, a shithole apartment, and their lives... He was a bus driver, and their lives...
And he was always miserable.
Yeah. And nothing was ever going right. And
he was always threatening a knuckle sandwich to his wife.
Yeah, he was always tuning her up. And then his buddy...
And his buddy would, like, be nice to him, like Barney with Fred.
Yes.
And he would be like, ah, you piece of shit.
Yes, he was a real dick to Ed Norton. Yeah. Also, we got an Edward Norton now. There's a character called Ed Norton, and then there's an actor called Edward Norton.
And he was... Yeah, so the parents are like, oh, we like the shit upon best friend. We're going to name our son Edward Norton.
No, that's great. Yes. Cause he was known. That was a known character
Norton's only like a couple years older than us. So I bet he was born in like 70 something like that. Like,
yes.
So he was, the Honeymooners was over by then.
100%. Yeah. Ed Norton. Unbelievable.
Parents.
Yeah.
Alec Musser, All My Children star and fitness model, 50 years old. He was beautiful. I saw some Men's Health covers where he was on it.
He had that kind of look where he would be on the cover, like visible abs. Like this guy did not touch a tortilla chip in his fucking life.
Every day was 75 hard for him.
Yes. He...
And, don't know about the nonfiction reading, but the others.
Unlikely any nonfiction reading was happening.
And we seem to be losing rapid amounts of soap opera stars.
There's been a real soap cost going on lately.
Days of Our Lives star, he was 98, so I'm guessing he was like in the early days of that show.
No, but they also like let people linger. Like, Jennifer Aniston's dad, you know, somebody's always in a coma on a soap opera. Here's what's happening on soap operas. Someone's in a coma.
Evil twin.
Someone's got an evil twin. Someone is, they're kidnapped and they're in like a remote location, possibly a hole in the ground, a la Silence of the Lambs. Those are the big ones. Those are the big ones that's going on.
Presumed dead is a big thing.
Yeah,
they're going through a contract dispute, or they're going to replace the actor. They have them die, and then they're like, no, I was just laying in a ditch, and it's a new actor. They did that.
Exactly. And you figure these people could be replaced. But Jennifer Aniston's dad, he was in a coma on Young and the Restless.
Days of Our Lives, I think.
Days of Our Lives. Yeah. For like 40 years. They just left him in a coma, and it would just cut to a shot of him in a hospital room every couple episodes, and there he is. Victor Kiriakis is in a coma, and it's just like they just left it like that, which is weird. So this guy, the 98-year-old guy, he could have still been there, Ed. He could have still been pulling a check. We don't know.
I have a feeling, I think I read this, that once Friends hit, they're like, we need more Victor Kiriakis storylines, because people are like, oh, Jen Aniston's dad's on here? And like they like made him a bigger part of the show again.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Of course. Absolutely. Good for him.
Peter Crombie. He played Crazy Joe DiVola from Seinfeld. Yeah. 71 years old, intestinal illness. He was the one who was like threatening to kill Kramer, right?
Yeah.
Maybe Jerry.
He was the guy. I put a kibosh on you. When it was like it was very similar to the curse.
And I think, yeah, that's right. And yeah. I think he pulled a John Wilkes Booth-ish move during the taping of that like fake show.
Yes. Yeah. When they were going to, George and Jerry were going to have a show together. That's right. Because Joe DiVola wanted a piece of it. Like he felt like he helped develop it.
Yes. Bud Harrelson, former Met shortstop and manager. He had a famous fight with Pete Rose, 79 years old. I think he's got to be a good dude because Pete Rose is a piece of shit.
Real piece of shit, Pete Rose. Now, Bud Harrelson, any relationship to Hawk, in which case, why couldn't it have been Hawk Harrelson? Because that's yeah. who we would want to go first, given the choice of Harrelson's to die. Sure. You would want Hawk Harrelson to go first.
Yeah, that's everyone. And we lost Franz Beckenbauer, German soccer legend. His nickname was Der Kaiser, 78 years old.
Franz Beckenbauer is a fucking big deal. He's like a top
10 guy of all time.
Yes, absolutely. Very sad about Franz Beckenbauer. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. I might own Troy on DVD.
Ed, what is going on in the world of sports?
So one of the big NFL playoff games this weekend was marred by one of the more disgusting images ever. Andy Reid had a booger icicles in his mustache during the Saturday night game. It was so gross.
Why couldn't he just
wipe it?
Just like this. Hey, coach, do this. You know how you do that? You motion to the person. I'll do that. A lot of times people in my family will be like, hey, dad, babe, you got something right here. And then I'll do the thing where I wipe like everywhere except.
But you're like, no, other cheek. Yeah.
It never gets old. I mean, to me, I think it's hilarious. Everyone just rolls their eyes and just goes back to eating their food and just lets me have shit on my face. But I think it's funny. But hey, people want to know. People, you know, you got something, you know, your breath.
It looks so gross. It looks disgusting.
It looked disgusting. And it was so fucking cold. It was so cold. Patrick Mahomes' helmet shattered. Also, they left him in the game. They did a couple more plays. And then they had a real hard time finding another helmet for him. He's the fucking quarterback of the best team. How, you don't just have backup helmets with their little headphones in them? Like, what's going on here?
Yeah, it's absurd. But yeah, like, he had to feel it was there.
It was so much. And I'm gagging right now.
He's reveling in his own filth. You know when you have boogers.
Yes.
You know it.
It was all crusty on his whole mustache was all crusty.
Booger icicles. Disgusting. And along the lines of the thing you do, when my sons are pointing out like, oh, you got food in your teeth, I'll just go, no, I'm saving it for later and just keep it in there.
Yeah.
And that drives them nuts.
It drives them crazy, yes, because you want, you know, look, it's fun to fuck
with your kids.
100%, yes.
The Buffalo Bills had that blizzard and they had to move the game to yesterday. And they asked volunteer snow shovelers for $20 an hour to clear the way for their playoff game. Taxable $20 an hour.
For an NFL game, in
1994, I was shoveling snow for under the table $15 an hour.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely should have been cash.
Yeah. And it should have been more. It's the fucking NFL.
It should have been cash. It should have been more. And then they should have gotten to be able to go to the game.
Yes. And you get a ticket to the game or you get tickets next year. This was like, no. They're going to get taxable $20 income for that. Yeah. $20 an hour income.
Unbelievable. I was at a Dead show a couple years ago at Dodger Stadium.
And you had to shovel?
No, I didn't have to shovel, but I looked over and the guy next to me was so high. And I'm like, wait. And he had all this rigging gear on and he had a hard hat and stuff. And I'm like, what's going on? And he's like, oh, bro. He's like, I set up, I rigged the whole stage and stuff. And like, I helped build it. And I'm like, oh, holy shit. And he goes, and no one told me I had to leave. So I just stayed here. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. That's
amazing. Yeah. Brett Favre said Taylor Swift could be blamed if the Chiefs don't make the Super Bowl.
Well,
we're still getting his opinion.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely don't want his opinion. I'm okay with blaming her because, look, we've all had enough of her and her fucking bangs.
Oh, sure.
And her
jackets. I've had plenty of her, but like Brett Favre, don't weigh in on blaming anything.
Yeah.
Blame you on ruining Mississippi's welfare.
Yeah, why is he weighing in on shit?
Yeah, I don't know.
He should be weighing in on how he's going to make restitution to the good people of the fucking poorest state in the union, Mississippi, where he's from.
He is evil.
As much as I hate, well, I don't hate. I'm indifferent, but I've just had enough. I don't need any more Taylor Swift. She's so fucking vanilla.
I don't need any more Chiefs either. I'm good with the Chiefs.
I don't need
so much Chiefs.
But I'm gonna one up you here. I don't need any more fucking Kelce's.
Well, one retired today, so at least
he retired. Oh yeah, this guy's retired, and the game, and they got their ass kicked. And yes, Silver Point Sports had the Buccaneers plus +3. Okay, yes, we put that out there, and oftentimes our dogs are outright winners, and that happened last night. That's fine. But this guy, they're like, oh, Travis Kelce or Jason Kelce, he's going around and he's got a fucking podcast. What? He's an offensive lineman. He's a center. Like, there's millions of those. What? Like. Yes.
And I get it. He'll probably be a Hall of Famer because he made All Pro five times. Sure. But I never hear about any other centers doing anything ever.
Hey, look, we're talking Randy Cross. Yeah, he's on some light beer for Miller commercials because some fucking
ate a mullet.
Yeah, from some smart ad person was like, hey, wouldn't it be funny to have whoever snapped the ball to Joe Montana in the commercial and you could only recognize him via his ass? The joke was that he's the center, so you don't know who the fuck he is unless you're looking up his asshole. So, like, that's the joke. Didn't he die recently, too? No, that was Russ Francis.
Russ Francis, right?
Yeah, Todd Christian's been dead a while. I had enough of the Kelce's. And look, if you're listening to their podcast, take this in the spirit it's intended. You're a fucking loser. Like, what? Like, what are you getting out of that? You could be listening to me and Ed Daly, but you're listening to these two fucking shitheads be like, oh yeah, we're brothers. We're from, we're Bearcats. I don't give a shit.
Got your back, bro.
Yes. Yeah. Fuck off. Fuck off.
Jerry Falwell's University, Liberty. They bragged on social media about their team, their football team's GPA, 2.96, and fans just teed off on C+ tweet.
Didn't they? Like, if you're not good at football, shouldn't you? Like, we get it. Like,
but you can post your graduation rate.
Yeah.
Like, if everyone graduates, great. But, like, that's one of those flexes you just don't make. Like, 2.96. I'll be honest, my college GPA was right around.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
There. But, I didn't brag to people about it.
Yeah, these get degrees. Now, I will say this. Liberty University, there was a Netflix documentary about all the dirty cuckolding that this Jerry Falwell Jr. was into. And then.
Cool boy.
It was like multiple episodes, and they got all the dirty cuckolding out in, like, the first 11 minutes of the show. And then I'm sitting there watching 6 hours of it. I go, oh, I can't wait till he's fucking in the corner of the room jacking off. Like, let's hear about all this. And that was it. They stopped talking about it 14 minutes into the show. And then I watched the whole thing waiting to hear more about the dirty sex. And they were just talking about how they were, you know, stealing money from the university and all that boring shit that I don't care about.
Yeah, I didn't watch because of maybe your review of it. Because I was like, oh, this is going to be great. And I was like, oh, wait a second. What do I give a shit about that?
I believe we discussed it. It sucked.
I actually like started it, but didn't even get to the cuckolding. And then I never resumed. ESPN issued an apology after the world learned they were submitting fake names for Emmy Award votes. So their college game day crew would win. Who gives a shit about college game day Emmys?
Yes. And also who's going to win? I saw some headline that, Desmond Howard was enraged that Lee Corso didn't win an Emmy. I mean, come on.
This is like Dick Clark in the final years.
Look, like it's actually
not too fresh, my friend. Like, oh my God. Please. Yeah.
It's
no
upsetting
more.
That he's still on television. And who else is like, Pat McAfee's on that, right? Right?
Yeah. Yes.
And
they're Pat McAfee is going to fill Corso's role, but they still have to do a little weekend at Bernie's with him.
Yeah. Now, also, who was it? LSU Lala that pointed out this out to us that we got to put Pat McAfee on the list because he's 36 years old.
Whoa.
That's Alex Jones territory. 36.
Yeah, that is nuts.
I thought he were like, I'm like, they're like, oh, he used to be a punter. And I'm like, well, I wasn't watching the Indianapolis Colts in the late 80s. So I don't remember. And they're like, no, he's 36. I'm like, oh, so this guy played recently. I had no idea.
Yeah. He's the media darling.
He really is. Somebody told me, G Fish, fan of the show, G Fish, guy that has lots of thoughts on
checks out your dick, right?
Yeah. When I'm urinating on the golf course, he told me that, cause we're talking about how he pays Aaron Rodgers to be on a show. And they said he pays him millions. And I go, well, how can he pay him millions if he makes, you know, a couple of million bucks doing the show? My dear friend G Fish pointed out he makes like $80 million a year.
Jesus.
Yes. The guy's fucking high dig.
You know how like every few years ESPN has a purge and they get rid of everybody who makes big money?
Yeah.
He'll be the next purge. But like he was elevated during the recent purge.
Yep. Once you get a new CEO, he comes in, he cleans house, he'll give you some new faces.
He's like, we're paying the guy without the sleeves how much?
Yeah. The punter? Give me a quarterback. Let's find a quarterback somewhere.
Bulls fans booed ex-GM Jerry Krause during the Ring of Honor ceremony, driving his widow to tears. Very classy Bulls fans. It is. It's so shitty. It's his fucking. They know his widow is there, and they're gonna boo him. And by the way, that's because they took the side of Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan, the greatest player of all time. Greatest player of all time. Yes. But like, Krause gets no credit for putting that roster together. Like, he got Ron Harper there.
Yes, I know. He did. He got Tony Kukoc.
Like, he did good things, and they're booing him because Michael Jordan didn't like him. Michael Jordan doesn't like anyone.
It was crazy. Well, because remember, they were ready to run it back, and Crumbs Krause was like, and more Jerry Reinsdorf, obviously, were like, no, it's too expensive. They're like, we won all these championships, but it costs so much money to win championships, and we're going to have to pay all these guys, Scottie Pippen and Dennis. We're just not doing it. We're just not going to pay anybody. That's it. You know, Michael Jordan, go ahead and retire, and we're just not doing it.
But also, that's the narrative from Michael Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yes. Yeah.
Right? Like, we're learning this time, these days, the errors of the player empowerment era. Like, these guys are shitty GMs. And Michael Jordan was mad he couldn't be that shitty GM.
Yeah. Look, just wait, Ed. Just wait. Bronny James is at USC right now.
Yeah. Shooting 0-for-7 in games.
Yeah, he can't crack the lineup. He can't play at a middling Pac-10 football school. Okay? He can't crack the lineup there.
He will be on the roster. And
yes, GM LeBron James is going to announce that he wants Bronny on the team. And he's out there and he's already drug the once proud LA Lakers, the LA Lakers franchise to hell. He's like, where's the toilet? Because I am putting you in it. You know, I was watching the other night, Ed.
What?
And I'm the biggest Lakers fan in the world.
Sure.
So I was watching a little bit the other night. I turned it on. They were down 30 points to the Phoenix Suns. And LeBron James.
Who aren't very good this year.
Yeah, who aren't very good. And Darvin Ham fucking got an empty, just soulless look on his face. And he's got kind of like a half.
Monster NCAA tournament dunk. He broke a backboard against UNC.
That's right. He's got his hands in his pockets looking like a dipshit. And LeBron James, you know what he's doing on the sideline, Ed? He's fucking cracking up. Just laughing, smiling. Because he's stolen the Lakers' great name. And so he could hang out and produce stupid TV shows for HBO and live in Brentwood and destroy the Lakers franchise. And look, Ed, I'm no Kobe Bryant fan. But this Kobe Bryant, could you imagine him smiling and backslapping his fucking teammates down 30 points? He would have his foot up everybody's ass because you know what he was about? He was about winning basketball games. And rape, of course. And also rape. The rapes. Yeah, and flying through it. He was about winning basketball games. He was about the Mamba mentality, doing rapes.
Risking his child's life to avoid a traffic jam.
Yes. Flew right through it.
Otherwise, great dude. But my original point, I've never doubted that Jordan's the best. But
of course.
He would have made a shitty GM.
Of course.
So he was butting heads with the GM that put together those teams. Yes. And yes, Michael Jordan was the biggest part of it. But Steve Kerr mattered.
Yeah.
Like, who's coach mattered? They all mattered.
Who's the best GM? Bob Myers, fucking bench warmer, walk-on at UCLA. Not a star player. Didn't play in the NBA. But what's he good at? Figuring out what guys go together.
Yeah, what pieces fit.
Exactly. And it's always that way. It's never the star player. It's the guy that's the lunch pail guy that does his fucking homework. So fuck LeBron James. I'm a Kobe Bryant guy. Fuck the Bulls. Fuck everybody. I'm a fan of true Lakers, like the great Kobe Bryant. My guy. What else, Ed?
Speaking of high-priced ESPN talent, Stephen A. Smith went off on Jason Whitlock, called him a devil and a fat fuck.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not even sure the backstory. I get everyone hates Whitlock.
They do.
But it was like something about he was doubting his autobiography or something, and it's like Whitlock is just a troll, and so I'm glad somebody's just straight up calling him a piece of shit.
He's a troll. I mean, I'm not black, so I can't really say things from a black perspective, but I can imagine what the black perspective on Jason Whitlock is, that he's the, you know, he wanted to be the one that stayed in the house. That's all I'll say. That's how I'll put it. Like, that's the level he's at, because he's always like, there's no racism here. Like, he always takes the fucking stupid contrarian bullshit side. And that's how you know somebody's full of shit, because there's no nuance to what they're talking about. They just always take the opposite of what you think they're supposed to take. And that's just as bad as doing the first thing. If you're all on one side or all on the other, you're usually full of fucking shit. So in this case, look, he can't throw a pitch. He walks around with bodyguards. He's got a middle initial. I'm team Stephen A. Smith here. I like, he's like, that he's like, he's an ESPN guy, Disney guy, but he's calling him a fat fuck on his podcast. I appreciate that.
I believe I first like kind of learned about Whitlock because he was the biggest Jeff George apologist.
He was. Yeah.
Because they like played together in high school or something. And he just kept saying like, oh, you just want to promote this guy because you don't like what how Jeff George thinks for himself. It's like he just throws into triple coverage. Yeah. Like, he's terrible.
He had that big arm, that mullet.
Yeah, bad mustache.
Yeah.
Like a really shitty caterpillar.
Yeah. I mean, bad / beautiful. You know, it's a matter of opinion there. Let's not assault the guy for keeping it trimmed up. Looked pretty good.
Eric Spoelstra's ex-wife fumes over people trolling her, saying she fumbled the bag because they finalized the divorce, and then the Heat gave him a $120 million extension right after.
He's a good fucking coach. And
he's great.
A pretty good businessman.
Yeah. They held out. And like the funny thing about this, or sad thing about it, is people trashing her because they're like, well, she's not married to our coach, so we get to oppose her. Like, who knows what the fuck went on behind closed doors?
You don't. Yeah, you don't know.
It's so weird people to take a side in a divorce thing they don't know about. Oh,
hand of God,
you know. Mm-hmm. And you gotta be anybody that's really looking to control the narrative, that they're the one that's telling you the real truth.
That's the person you got to watch out for every time. Now, I believe this Eric Spoelstra's wife, wasn't she like a Heat dancer?
I think she was something.
Yeah. I mean, oh yeah. Uh-huh. Oh yeah. She's kind of got that. You know who she kind of looks like is that that actress Abigail Spencer. Very attractive and was Abigail Spencer was one of these poor people that had her iCloud hacked back in the day and had very scandalous pictures that I, of course, would never seek out. I would never look at those, but that did happen to her. And I'm sure this chick got her money. And you know, let's just be happy for everybody. You know, it didn't work out.
Yeah,
very sad. Do they have children? They might have children. And look, this Eric Spoelstra. I'm looking at a picture of him right now, and I'll tell you what. He was very lucky to be with this Nicky Spoelstra. Yeah.
As good a coach, and he is a great coach.
Yes,
but my goodness. Yes. He was doing very well for himself with Nicky.
Yeah, and you know what he was? He was the fucking video guy.
He was a basketball nerd.
Yeah, he was just a fucking dork that recorded the practices for the love of the game. And you know what? Understands the game well. Didn't play the game, understands the game, and look, he's, you know, he had a nice little run with this Nicky Spoelstra. I'll say that. Good for him.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me seeing Spoelstra marrying up like that.
Yeah.
When Stern sent Stuttering John to interview Billy Joel, and he's like, do you thank your parents every day for making you take piano lessons? Because, like,
it's a legitimate question.
Like, my God, that guy. Outkick the coverage over and over again.
He's 5'5" and he looks like a bloodhound. Like, are you kidding me?
He's like, well, I'm tired of fucking Elle McPherson, so I'm going to move on to Christie Brinkley.
Unbelievable.
Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
A Chinese chess champion was stripped of his title after being accused of pooping in a hotel bathtub.
Now, I think this might be. Hold on, we gotta look into this. I think this might be another
anal beads thing.
Yes, an anal beads story, Ed.
Well, also,
yeah.
Can you ever imagine taking a bath in a hotel?
No,
God,
no. Because, like, can you really like? Are they going through with chemicals? Like, do they have the big brush with the?
We all take a big leap. We get into that bed.
Yeah.
We step our feet into the shower.
Yeah.
But taking a bath.
Like, I've known some people. Well, I've known both sides of it because I know some people that they get to a hotel room and they bring the wipes and they're like wiping down the remote. They put the shower. Caps on their feet to walk around.
I can understand it. I try to take that leap.
Same. I try not to think about like. Here's what I do. I take a look at that bed because if I don't feel like the bed is clean, I can't sleep. So I check out that bed. Obviously, I get I peel it back.
Get that bedspread off.
I peel it back. I check those sheets. They're crisp. They're tight. I take a look at the pillow. I make sure the pillow case, usually they double case them, which I prefer. I'm making sure that pillow case isn't coming off. So my face accidentally touches some pillow. And if I got that, I'm good. Like I'm good in a hotel room at that point, as long as the bed's good. And you poke around, you make sure that they've folded over. They got a fresh toilet paper roll on there and like everything's nice in there. Now, look, I'm not leaving my toothbrush on the counter. That's not something I'm doing, but I got my little toiletry bag for that. Like there's a level because I know some people. I know a guy and he doesn't listen to this show and he's glad he doesn't because this guy. He has soiled so many hotel rooms with his ejaculate. Yeah. because he just doesn't care where that chick goes. Remember that guy, Dominic Strauss-Kahn? He was the head of
Fast and the Furious.
May as well have been. He was the head of like the International Monetary Fund.
Okay.
And he got accused of raping a chambermaid in New York. And it
I do remember him.
It was like, it wasn't the Mandarin Oriental, but it was like one of those, like the fucking nicest hotel. He was in a $3,500 a night suite.
Didn't he get stopped on the plane on the runway or something?
I think so. Yes. And a chambermaid. And look, he's probably like, what it is? I am French. I cannot. What do you mean I cannot do this?
Sacre bleu.
Sacre bleu. I can touch. I can grab. So I think he ended up getting off, but he was accused of you know, being raping,
taking liberties,
a chambermaid, yeah, which is yes,
on a Kobe,
and they so the NYPD came in there, and they went through that room, and when they were done, this is one of the nicest hotel rooms in the world.
They got that black light out.
They found dozens of different ejaculates. In that there was semen, there was semen from 1971 in there. It was basically. Remember Tom Sawyer?
Yeah,
he had to whitewash the fence. That's how we're introduced to Tom Sawyer. He's out there whitewashing the fence.
We learned about his relationship with Hard R Jim.
Yeah, that was a problem too. That was a problem. And he's out there whitewashing the fence. Well, just imagine he's whitewashing that with just a big bucket of spunk. And that's the condition of that hotel room. And that's the condition of every hotel room, if you think about it, and especially ones that a guy I know has stayed in.
Jeez.
So, yeah, exactly.
Well, that.
Yeah. Oh, wait, hold on.
The Chinese chess champion.
We got to get back to that. Okay. A Chinese chess champion lost his crown after being accused of showing extremely bad character by evacuating himself in a hotel bathtub. Now, let's hold on here because, you know, our buddy Andre the Giant, was too big for toilets. Imagine, he's 7'4", nearly 500 pounds.
Yeah, this was like elephant situation. Yeah,
you think he's going to sit on a regular toilet? So he would have to get two hotel rooms so that he could launch into the bathtub of the other room. Because it's just the only way he could do it. He was just too big. So maybe this Yan Chenglong, 48, the Chinese amateur chess champion, maybe he had a similar issue. According to China's state-controlled Global Times, came with the prize money of 100,000 yuan, or nearly $14,000. But after checking out of his hotel the next day, an employee reported that they had found excrement in Yan's bathtub. Wow. The claim fueled rumors that he had cheated in the tournament by using anal beads equipped with wireless transmitters to send and receive information to a computer on what moves to make. The Chinese Zhangqi Association said in a statement that it was currently impossible to prove that Yan engaged in cheating via anal beads, but did say that the evacuation part was right. Yan consumed alcohol with others in his room on the night of the 17th, and then he
Code Brown situation
defecated in the bathtub.
Yeah. You know, as grandma used to say, never trust a fart after six beers.
Of the room he was staying in on the 18th, in an act that damaged hotel property, violated public order and good morals, had a negative impact on the competition, and the event of Zhangqi was, this is translated, and was of extremely bad character. The CXA stripped Yan of his title, revoked his prize money, and banned him from playing for a year. Look, this is pretty good evidence. Like Yan has since denied the allegations, claiming that he suffered from, oh my God, the D word, Ed.
Oh.
Diarrhea. After drinking alcohol and couldn't make it to the toilet in time. Well, if you could make it to the bathtub.
That was my point.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's the bathtub and the toilet are right next to each other, Ed.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. The Global Times reported Okay. It is not the first time the world of chess has been rocked by such allegations. Of course, we talked about this, Ed. Chess grandmaster Hans Niemann was also accused of using anal beads to cheat after he beat Norwegian grandmaster Magnus Carlsen September 19th, 2022.
Carlsen just quit.
Yeah, very sad.
Well, in this article, they show a stock photo. It's not just Chinese, like, person playing chess. There's something called Chinese chess, and it looks like they have an old-timey treasure map.
Yeah, this is
and they use these, like, these look like checkers, but made of domino, like,
ivory.
Domino material, ivory. It looks pretty beautiful.
Yeah.
But it looks like an old-timey chess map. And then looking at some of these characters, it would take me an hour to write some of these.
Yeah, that's just too confusing.
Like, some look like a wheelchair. Some look like, you know, a hammer and sickle. Like, there's all kinds of stuff in here.
Yeah, there's definitely... Look, this one looks like a scorpion or a crab or something over here. Yeah. I mean, this is just... No one can understand this shit, you know? It's you guys got to get on a level that we can get. Because no one can follow this, whatever this game is.
Yeah, what if I was playing and I had like an earpiece and they're like, okay, take the one that looks like a wicker basket resting on top of a bull. And you'd be like, what? Which one? What?
I know. Yeah.
Finally, we have an update to a story we did a couple times last year. It is official. Former Michigan State coach Mel Tucker lost his appeal to his sexual harassment firing. Officially lost that bag.
It was like 80 million sticks.
Yeah, it was like 80 sticks. Yeah. Buddy, had to jerk off with the sexual assault survivor. You had to.
Yeah.
That's everything. I'm pretty sure as part of the story, the wife left him. Like, this was not good.
He really fucked that up. I mean,
that's an expensive session.
God damn.
And no, like, major university is going to be like, oh, yeah, he's done his 2 years of penance. Like, let's have him running our program. He's cooked. He could be a coordinator probably, but he's done with getting that big job.
It's over. No, he's going to have to go. He's going to have to go to wherever Biff Pogi is, like one of those schools, you know, like Marist. One, you know, something like that. Like
alma mater of the Dunking Dutchman?
Yes, Rick Smith? Yeah. Is that what he went to? That's right.
I believe that's awesome.
What a pull. Weber State, you know, like that's what he's looking at. That's his level if he wants to get, you know, climb back up the coaching ladder.
Much like the other names we talked about, you're not hearing a lot of Mels anymore. You know,
great name. Melvin.
Oh, yeah. It's a good name.
Beautiful name. Okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus, so fucking boring and worthless. But he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless.
R.I.P. Ish. Okay, couple quick voicemails here.
Hey, Brian, Ed, it's Katie Shady. We had so much fun with you guys again on New Year's. We love you guys so much. It was such a good time.
That's
Thank
right.
you for being such great hosts, et cetera, et cetera. I wanted to talk about Stephen Hawking.
Oh, me too.
I think when it comes to the Jeffrey Epstein documents, the only revolutionary or revelating thing was
revelatory.
Revelatory.
Stephen Hawking went to Sex Island a lot. And when you first hear that, you're just kind of like, oh, God, like, that's just too much to handle. But then I was thinking about it, and Bri and I share the same opinion about space.
Yeah, fuck space.
That space.
Ed agrees.
It's bullshit. It's bullshit.
Yep.
Stephen Hawking, like, that's all he thought about was space. And he knew a lot about it. He thought about it all the time. So then I'm thinking, like, well, of course he's going to, like, dance in the garden of earthly delights all the time. He, like, it has all this space knowledge that nobody wants to have because it's fucking bullshit.
And his body doesn't
so
work.
So that makes sense. I don't want to think about anything else about him or being at the Epstein Island. You know, it's no shocker that wealthy people with power are sex pests. Like, that's just kind of obvious.
Primarily are.
And then I want to talk about David Bray saying that you look old, Bri-Bri.
Oh, very hurtful. David Bray wanted to put me on the list because he says my Paul Walnuts size.
What a mean behavior out of listeners.
Yeah, David Bray. Yeah, David Bray, Brad in Florida. It's like, I'm getting it from all sides here. David Bray said I look 55 years old. Very hurtful.
You don't look old. You're solid, like 44. Like, if I saw you, I'd be like, that guy's like 40, 44.
And hot, right?
So, yeah. No, you don't look
old. Looks like he has a big dick.
I'm getting the Poly Walnuts too, as you know, with the white hair on the side.
But you're blonde.
I think it looks distinguished.
Yeah.
Anyway, Happy New Year's, you guys. And I think one day we'll disclose who Coach Solo really is and who really got the Luke Leon watch.
Shenanigans afoot. I didn't realize until I heard recent or this week, Ed, that you know what Stephen Hawking's thing was?
Blowing through a tube so he could get to the stage.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yes, that also, yes. He liked to get midgets and have them work out complex math problems.
What?
On a whiteboard that they could barely reach. So they put what got him off. So he would have a couple little guys and ladies. I don't know if they were clothed or whatnot, but he would give them math problems to do, and then they would work out the math problems on a chalkboard that was a little too high for them to reach.
That's what I heard. I've said this before. I'm so thankful I don't have any known fetishes.
Yeah.
Because, like, what about the moment where you realize that's what gets you off?
I know. Yeah. And then you need that.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yes. Because there's a kink. There's a difference between a kink and a fetish. A kink is something you like. A fetish is something you need. You have to have it. And so once you're like, I can't come unless
see this.
Yeah, Tattoo is over here with Bridget the Midget, and they're trying to do differential calculus, and they can't. You know, that's great.
Yeah, he sees like an old TV variety show, and he's like, you know, I'd love to see that Billy Barty. I'd love to see him doing complex calculus.
Amazing. Okay, here's. Oh wait, I almost started reading the transcription. Okay, here we go.
Hey, Brian and Ned, Jeff in Denver.
Oh, Jeff in Denver.
I don't like calling in every
Snake
week.
Guy.
I don't want a song written about me, like Manuel, who pretty much sucks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, anointed Snake guy, I guess.
Yeah, you're Snake guy. Anointed. Called in and said, I have a snake.
And it was either a turtle or a snake. And I figured a turtle would have too much fucking cleaning if the cage involved. And
Think snakes don't shit? I mean, a turtle shits more because he eats every day, but a snake, you know, you got to clean that cage. And when you clean it, you got to take the snake out and put it somewhere else, which means you're handling a snake.
Also, when you get a pet turtle, that turtle is going to outlive you, which is kind of a bummer. Yeah.
Unless
he's my buddy and the cleaning lady sprays solution in there cleaning the cage.
Murders it.
And murders it.
So sad.
Poor Shelly.
whatnot. So, we went with option two, which was a snake. And Brian, you're right. It was a ball python.
Ball python. Yep.
And you don't have to feed it live rats, which is fucking weird. You throw a frozen one in there. And you just don't.
That's also weird. You have rats in your freezer?
No, that it's actually what he just said is much worse than a live rat. He said, you throw a frozen one in there. You just warm it up a little bit.
Ah.
So
are you using dishes?
How do you fucking warm it up in your goddamn microwave? This is what the fuck?
Put it under your armpit for an hour?
God damn. God. Leave it out in the sun?
Disgusting.
Oh my God. That's a lot.
there you go. So no, no live mice in my house.
Dead ones.
I don't want that fucking thing getting out, either the snake or the mouse.
That would be a great song. Talking about Jeff warming up his mice.
The mouse warmer.
A ton of other problems to deal with. So, yeah, there you go. Thanks, you guys.
Okay, hey, Jeff. Jeff, you're going to have to call back and tell us how you warm that fucking thing up. Because you do it in the microwave and that's disgusting. I can't. You
just put it in your hands and rub it back and forth until it gets soft.
Put it
soft.
Under a hot plate. Whatever appliance, because this is an appliance.
Put it on the Foreman grill.
Yeah, this is an appliance situation. So whatever appliance you're using, hair dryer, whatever, it doesn't matter.
Don't use that on my counter because that's used to warm up frozen mice.
Exactly. Whatever you're using to warm these rats, mice, you can only use it for that. It has to be just exclusive.
I'd rather take a bath in a Chinese hotel.
Oh, that's a problem, man. Okay, here's another one.
Hey,
guys. Oh, it's Katie Shady again.
New year, new double dip.
Sorry. Are you going to be more complimentary to me?
I wanted to address the whole double D Dick Dreyfus thing, looking old.
Yeah.
I believe he was like 47 when he shot American Graffiti.
Yeah.
And everyone thought he was one of the teachers. Am I wrong with that?
No, because that was 50 years ago, and he's still alive right now.
That was within a couple years of Jaws.
Yeah, yeah. Quite a while ago, a great period of time ago, and he's still kicking. He's like in his 80s now. That's crazy. Okay.
Hey, guys. Kyle here.
Oh, Kyle.
Kyle.
Fucking A, lacrosse. It's nice to get local news off the fucking podcast. I don't even know what's going on. Lacrosse is about 20, 25 minutes away from where I live.
Wow.
I lived in La Crosse for 4 years.
What?
I'm glad I made it out alive because La Crosse is more known for people murdering people and ever figuring it out.
What?
I don't know if La Crosse has ever figured out a murder.
What?
They usually just say, they walked in the river, drowned, end the case.
Oh. Stephen Avery should have gone there.
Yeah.
But anyway, people in La Crosse, they like to fuck. So.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They got that going for them also. And they really like to drink. So
that's everybody.
Yeah. Keep up the good work, guys. Later.
Oh, I love it.
Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you for that.
Glad he made it out alive.
He's referencing the story we did last week about the University of Wisconsin lacrosse
chancellor
who had his own porno channel.
What were they, the happy something?
Yeah, happy loving couple.
That. It was pretty generic.
That's an Elvis Costello song.
Yeah.
It was something like that. We couldn't find it. They've taken down because we wanted to watch them doing their pornos. But we couldn't find it. Okay, one more.
Hey, guys. Super Lee here.
Oh, wonder if he's got thoughts.
Got to spend some quality time with my man Dolomite. And let me tell you, he is a prince, an absolute prince. Great family he has, a great sister, great grandmother.
Oh, wow.
I mean, she's good. I guess she's her grandmother, not a great grandmother. But, you get the idea. And, quality time we had. He did get a drink thrown on him by a waitress. But he was acting okay. It was her fault. I think she just didn't understand him. But I wanted to say thanks to him for making time to visit me. And hope you guys are doing well. Love you guys and be good.
Oh, thank you for that. Super Lee. It's good that our all of our listeners can get together.
That's a pretty deep meeting where you're meeting like grandmothers and stuff. Yeah. That's impressive.
Yeah, that is true. I believe Dolomite's grandmother has dementia and is and lives in the Minneapolis area. And I believe Super Lee is her sometimes caretaker. That's my understanding.
Oh wow.
Well, yeah, I know.
Small world.
Good guy. Okay. I don't remember who sent this to me. It just says Larsa Pippen says she has sex with Marcus Jordan 5 times a night. If so, this is 3 to 4 times too many. Who has this much energy? Yeah, that's
nobody.
Nobody's fucking 5 times. Look, there's how many hours are there in a night? You'd be having to go back to back. There's no refractory there.
Yeah, and I know I sound super old when I say this, but it makes me exhausted hearing someone like Larsa Pippen. Like, do you need to be in the news that bad that you're going to say this nonsense?
Yeah, no, no. And look, look, I like to have an expressive session, Ed. Like I like to put it down
loud,
proper.
Loudcomer.
I'm a loudcomer. Yeah, yes, I am. That's like toe cutter. I'm a bit of a loudcomer. So look, if I put down one, nobody wants a second one of those. You can't do two of those in an evening. There's one. That's the number. There's one. One session is plenty.
Unlike Liberty University, you never get a C+ job out of me, or at least C+ effort. You might get a C+ job. You might get a C+ effort.
Yes, absolutely. I totally agree with you. Okay, let's do some not sports.
Well, it's time for not sports. Not sports segment on the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Not sports. I'm talking about the segment now. Not sports. Segment.
Ed Daly, what is happening in the world of things that are not sports?
Well, a Massachusetts woman was suspected of poisoning her husband with soup after a push from a soap opera scammer. Now, we've talked about the beauty of soap opera stars.
Yeah.
Now, let's click on the link and check out old Roxanne Doucette.
I mean, did she think Sonny Corinthos was walking through that door? Hey fam, there's still a lot more of this episode to hear, but it's only available to our bonus content subscribers. Click the link in the show notes or go to theballerlifestyle.com and subscribe so you never miss a minute of the show.
TBLS, hell yes, the lifestyle's baller. Podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man Jay Stew and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus Daily's choice, Ed's taking a peek while you're over at the urinal taking a leak. Talking loud, comers, conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us. And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot, man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man, it really hits the spot. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is so flawless. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. Listen up, you players and shot callers. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller. And you know the show is for all us. TBLS, the lifestyle's baller.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.